Hi everyone. It is said that music is the universal language of mankind. Where words fail, music speaks. Closely interlinked with our emotions, music has the power to pull us out of a deep morass, energize us if required, and uplift our mood whenever we are feeling low. I'm sure many of you have experienced this. After listening to a particular song or a piece of music, you are transported to a time in your life. But did you know that music is a vital tool for emotional well-being, and that music therapy is widely used for treatment of various psychological disorders? The American Psychological Association defines music therapy as the use of music as an adjunct to the treatment or rehabilitation of individuals to enhance their psychological, physical, cognitive, or social functioning. Most of us relate to some kind of music and have experienced its impact on our lives one way or another. What if we become a little mindful of how we relate to music and use this information to our advantage? To know this and much more, today we have on Chasing Sunshine Dr. Durgesh Upadhyay, a music therapist who has done a volume of research on the impact of music on mental health. Dr. Durgesh is a certified music therapist and a member of the Indian Music Therapy Association. He is presently Assistant Professor of Psychology at Mahatma Gandhi Kashi Vidyapeeth, Varanasi. Welcome to Chasing Sunshine, Dr. Durgesh.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for inviting me to your very popular program, Chasing Sunshine. I look forward to your questions. I wish I could answer all of them, and it would be really a very fruitful and engaging to the audience.
I'm sure the listeners will greatly benefit from the conversation today, Dr. Durgesh. And thank you so much for taking out time to make us aware of the impact of music on our lives. In fact, music holds a different meaning for each one of us. Let me begin by asking, what is music for you?
Yeah, music is my first love. I can't live without people, but I cannot imagine myself without music. Music is my best companion. It is the gift of God. While practicing and performing, I get recharged with positive energy. Music practice has helped me in many ways. I remember when I could fully recover from two subsequent severe asthmatic attacks within a year's time with the help of vocal riyaz. It was during 2009-2010. A regular riyaz for about 4 months made my respiratory system immune enough to other possible respiratory infections, and till date I haven't had a single attack of asthma. I believe that individualized riyaz can be used as a remedy for reducing the level of anxiety and depression. It has not only ensured my musical perfection, but also fostered my personal, social, and spiritual growth. We musicians, music students, all can blend musical education, or should blend musical education and engagement with conventional medical approaches that may promote our health and well-being.
Such is the power of music. And since you have personally experienced its impact on your health, it becomes easy to understand your passion and dedication to the field of music therapy. While researching on ways to enhance IQ, I came across some very interesting work by Suzanne Rauscher from University of California. In her research on students, she found that exposure to complex music like Mozart daily for 10 minutes is likely to raise their IQ levels by 9 to 10 points. So in the West, complex music would be Mozart or Chopin, What would be the Indian equivalent of these forms of music that could impact us in a similar way? And are there similar researches here in India too?
It's indeed a very, very relevant question. And yes, there are several parallels. I would refer here to studies that have been conducted recently. You will get an idea that what kind of experiments have been conducted or studies have been done. So the very first study I will refer, it's conducted by Ashish Gupta, Braj Bhushan and Lakshmidhar Behra in 2018. It has been published in Scientific Reports, one of the Nature journals, with the title Short-Term Enhancement of Cognitive Functions and Music, a Three-Channel Model. In this study, they have documented the short-term effects of music stimulus on enhancement of cognitive functions in human brain. However, they argued that the underlying neural mechanisms in these cognitive effects are not well investigated. In this study, they have attempted to decipher the mechanisms involved in alterations of neural networks that lead to enhanced cognitive effects post-exposure to music. They have conducted this experiment on 20 undergraduates of a technology institute participated in the study. As a stimulus, they have selected Raag Darbari. It is one of the most popular ragas in Indian classical music system, particularly in Hindustani music system, and is known to be effective in managing type 2 diabetes, insomnia and stress-related disorders. So, audience who have suffered or are going through certain stressors in their lives, they can definitely go for Raag Darbari. So, in this study, they have investigated the changes in EEG, electroencephalography power, and functional connectivity of alpha band in resting state of the brain after exposure to Indian classical music. They have quantified the changes in functional connectivity by phase coherence, phase delay and phase slope index analysis. Spatial mapping of functional connectivity dynamics thus obtained on brain networks revealed reduced information flow in long distance connections between frontal and parietal cortex and between other cortical regions, which underpins intelligence. They have concluded that the music induced cognitive enhancement by a three-channel framework could enhance global efficiency of brain, could enhance local neural efficiency at the prefrontal lobe, and could increase sustained attention. These findings signify that music directly affects the cognitive system and leads to improved brain efficiency through well-defined mechanisms. The another study I would refer with the title Immediate Effect of Listening to Indian Raga on Attention and Concentration in Healthy College Students, a Comparative Study. This study have been done by Karuna Nagarajan, Thayer Srinivasan, Nagendra Mungasandra, Ramarao. They belong to Division of Yoga and Life Sciences, Swami Vivekananda Yoga Anusandhan Sansthan University, Bangalore. What they did, they chose to study the impact of Indian raga on a memory task. You all know that memory, concentration, attention, these are the components of intelligence. So, in 26 volunteers, both male and female, they have conducted this study on and showed the immediate effect of two musical conditions. No music condition was studied on memory. So there were two conditions. As far as the participants' assessment is concerned, they went for before and after. The Indian Raga Bhopali for 10 minutes on day 1 and then an equal duration of pop music and an equal duration of silence or no music on next two different days respectively. A section of the Wechsler memory scale was used to assess attention and concentration, particularly digit span forward and backward they referred, and immediately after the intervention they have again assessed the attention and concentration. They found that there is a significant improvement in digit forward and backward span immediately after the exposure to Indian rag. The rag, as I mentioned, they have taken Bhupali. The combination of notes in Indian rag Bhupali is said to instill Shringar Ras or the aesthetic mood of love. And this improvement is significant compared to the pop music that is much preferred by the college students and silence or no music conditions. It was concluded that memory scores improved immediately after listening to Indian rag Bhupali. So with these two references, one can understand the effect, I must say the positive effect of music listening on cognitive functions. So definitely we have miles to go. We need more experimentation, more such randomized studies in order to establish the direct effect of music on cognitive functions and intelligence.
I am sure our listeners have taken note of the positive impact of Raag Darbari on diabetes and other stress-related disorders. A very popular Bollywood song based on Raag Darbari is Tu Pyar Ka Sagar Hai from the movie Seema, and there are several beautiful compositions based on the same raag in Bollywood. It is very heartening to know that intensive research is being done in the field of music therapy in India as well. In fact, music therapy across the globe has emerged as an effective tool in the field of mental well-being in recent years. Can you tell us briefly about the nature of music therapy and its modalities?
Music is like the panacea for all dukkha, mental and physical pain of human beings. Most of us are convinced of the fact that music can induce emotions and alter our mood and thought patterns. Music can create a space where we can express our inner feelings and can heal our dukkha. However, very few of us know the deliberate use of music, which can serve the above mentioned functions that are on bill. Moreover, those who are musically trained, they hardly are aware of the therapeutic effects of music on mind, body and soul. It is high time when musicians should be encouraged to learn and practice the therapeutic principles of music. In order to meet health challenges which have taken all of us into its grip, there is a need to produce more and more music therapists and to promote music therapy as one of the mental health professions. As far as the uses of music is concerned, Stegman et al. In 2019, in their overview, defined and contrasted three main music-based approaches used in healthcare. First, music medicine, then music therapy, and lastly, other music-based interventions. Music medicine refers to listening to pre-recorded music for health-promoting goals, and it is provided by healthcare professionals. The second one, the music therapy, it means a systematic use of various methods of tailored music experiences. This is important, tailored music experiences within a therapeutic relationship to promote health, and it is provided by credentialed music therapist. Let me talk about the tailored music experiences. Why it is tailor-made or tailored? Because each one of us are different. Each one have different experiences altogether. So it is very important to explore the client's individual or very personal experiences in order to deal with his or her ailments or sufferings. The third, other music-based interventions include other uses of music activities for health-promoting or recreational goals, and it is provided by healthcare professionals, musicians, etc. American Association of Music Therapy defines that music therapy is a clinical and evidence-based use of music interventions to accomplish individualized goals within a therapeutic relationship by a credentialed professional who has completed an approved music therapy program. Unfortunately, in India, we don't have a professional body who can provide credentials to music therapists. We have Indian Music Therapy Association. The president is Dr. T.V. Sairam. And this association has been certified music therapist, and they are going to develop a body, a committee, which can approve or give the credential to the music therapist who gets certification from IMTA, Indian Music Therapy Association. So, moreover, if you talk about the various factors that can contribute to the effects of music, which is important, I think, to share here. The Coelis, in 2009, he talked about 5 factors which contribute to the effects of music. The first one is attention, modulation of attention. So, music grabs our attention and distracts us from stimuli that may lead to negative experiences such as worry, pain, anxiety and so on. And this may also explain the anxiety and pain reducing effects of listening to music during medical procedures. You all might have experienced also. Next is modulation of emotion. Studies have shown that music can regulate the activity of brain regions that are involved in the initiation, generation, maintenance, termination, and modulation of emotions. Third is modulation of cognition. Music is related to memory processes, including the encoding, storage, and decoding of musical information and events related to musical experiences. It is also involved in the analysis of musical syntax and musical meaning. Modulation of behavior, the fourth one. Music evokes and conditions behaviors such as the movement patterns involved in walking, speaking, and grasping. And lastly, he talked about modulation of communication. Music is a means of communication. Therefore, music can play a significant role in relationships as alluded to in the definition of music therapy.
As a lay person, music therapy to me means finding relief from listening to a particular form of music. But during the course of discussion with you, I discovered that there were different forms of music therapy interventions. I'm sure our audience would love to know a little more about this.
Yes, you're very right that whenever we talk about music therapy, people think it's all about music listening. But as far as the music therapy sessions are concerned, they're planned for an individual or for a group or in a multimodal fashion. Nature of music engagements, interventions can be active and passive, which may vary across different age groups. When we say passive, means it's a kind of receptive music therapy. When your client is not supposed to do anything, is not actively engaged in music, playing, music making and all, he's just listening to particular music. But in active music therapy, your client gets engaged, involved in music making, music playing, right? So, the types of music therapy activities typically consist of either playing structured songs or improvisational music, that is spontaneous music making. Musical experiences can include singing or vocalizing, playing various percussion and melodic instruments, and listening to music. The music therapist is often involved in playing music and can interact with the client through the elements in music. Moreover, there are certain researches and the findings have been shared that music therapy utilizes music in 2 forms, instrumental form and vocal form. This is very important to understand, and both have different implications. There may be differences in the effect of music on verbal working memory depending on the type of music being played, particularly the difference between effects of vocal and instrumental music. Newman et al. And further, Fernhan and Bradley, they have also reported this. Salem and Bradley in 1989, they could find vocal music to be more disruptive in the serial recall of the visually presented disease. Further, majority of research done has found that vocal music has a detrimental effect on verbal recall, but instrumental music has a positive effect. Instrumental music is a good vehicle for affecting cures Instrumental music is capable of universal appreciation. In an instrumental rendering of a piece like any instrumental music based on particular raga, raga bheri or vihag or darbari, we are able to appreciate the musical cast much better, since all the time we listen only to its pure musical setting. Instrumental music has a wider range, extending from 5 to 7 octaves, whereas the compass of a brilliant and gifted voice is only 3 octaves. If I talk about my personal range, I can sing in 3 octaves, but I cannot go beyond that. It's very difficult. And an experiment was conducted by Sevasco and Grant in 2003 on participants who were diagnosed with early and middle stages of Alzheimer's disease. And the purpose of this experiment was to examine the effects of vocal music versus instrumental music on participation during exercise and exercise with instruments. Data indicated that participation in exercise to instrumental music was significantly greater than exercise with instruments to vocal music.
You have already talked about the benefits of Raag Darbari for the treatment of diabetes. In my interaction with clients in therapy, the most common problems that emerge are stress, anxiety, depression, and sometimes existentialism. Are there any particular ragas to address each one of them?
Okay, so there are a list of ragas, and there have been studies conducted wherein they could find the positive effect of particular raga on stress, anxiety, depression, insomnia and other issues, psychosocial issues, and of course sometimes existentialism, right? So as far as the stress is concerned, as I mentioned, this Raag Darbari is found very effective. Then Raag Abhogi is also very effective in stress. Raag Bageshri. So, based on your preferences, I must say, if you like, you can select any one of them and definitely you will get benefited. As far as the anxiety is concerned, for anxiety, again, there can be so many ragas, particularly this Darbari Kannada, right? It is found effective. Raag Bhairavi also can be effective in anxiety, right? And for depression, this Raag Hansudhwani, right? And there is one Raag, what we call it, Ahir Bhairav. Right. So these are certain ragas which can be very useful to deal with all these disorders, right? And of course, if you want to change your mood, right, so there can be Raag Hindol. So what it does, it definitely brings behavioral changes, it changes the mood. And Raag Desi Todi, it causes mental relaxation and it is helpful or effective in several cognitive or somatic, behavioral and affective components of anxiety, right? So you can use this. And there is one more, Raag Mishra Pahadi, which can be, you can listen in the evening. It can be very useful for meditation, for issues related to existentialism. And now I am going to make you listen certain clips based on Raag Mishra Pahadi. It is in flute. The instrument is being played flute. So initially you will listen only the flute, and then in a normal tempo with the tabla, right? And then the tempo will further increase and it will reach to the highest, and you can perceive the differences. While listening to it, what kind of thoughts, feelings come to your mind, right? So one by one you will be listening to those clips.
was an amazing experience, Dr. Durgesh. The gradual increase of rhythm gave rise to several emotions on a continuum. I am sure our listeners would like to experience something similar along these lines.
And now I am going to recite certain songs which are based on Raag Desh. It is of Chanchal Prakriti, right? And neurophysiological correlates have been established with this particular Raag. And many of us may find who are not musically trained, Raag are a bit complex. But yes, there are several websites you can visit and you can find Bollywood songs who are based on particular Raag. So, I am taking this example of Raag Desh and I will try to sing 2-3 songs which are based on Raag Desh, right? The very popular one, the Aarti.
Om Jai Jagdish Hare, Swami Jai Jagdish Hare, भक्त जनों के संकट दास जनों के संकट क्षण में दूर करे ओम जय जगदीश हरे
देयर इज वन बॉलीवुड सॉन्ग
हम तेरे प्यार में सारा आलम खो बैठे हैं खो बैठे तुम कहते हो कि ऐसे प्यार को भूल जाओ हम तेरे प्यार में सारा आलम खो बैठे हैं खो बैठे
देयर इज वन मोर सॉन्ग
तकदीर का फसाना जाकर किसे सुनाए इस दिल में जल रही है अरमान की चिताएं तकदीर का फसाना दिल ने कहा चुपके से ये क्या हुआ चुपके से क्यों नहीं लग रही है ये धरती गगन मैंने पूछा तो बोली पगली पवन प्यार हुआ चुपके से ये क्या हुआ चुपके से
So, these are the songs and whichever song you prefer, you love to sing, love to listen, you go with that and you will get benefited, right?
Beautiful rendition, Dr. Durgesh. Listening to you itself is very therapeutic and I am sure majority of us were not aware about the therapeutic effect of these popular songs. My heartfelt thanks to you for giving a glimpse of these songs to our listeners in your own voice. These songs took me back to a time when both lyrics and music were thoughtfully integrated in a composition. However, I have this impression that there are many people who may not be fond of Hindustani or classical music. How can we moderate the pure Carnatic or Hindustani classical music to suit the needs of the present day generation? And there's one more aspect to it. There is a section of people who are very fond of Hindustani or classical music as well. So is there a possibility of developing two genres of music therapy?
As you could listen to certain music pieces and my vocals based on Raag Desh, you could understand that there can be n number of songs which are based on particular raag. So if you are not able to understand we are not trained in music, we cannot understand the raga. So we can pick these songs to develop certain interest, and they can have equal effect, right? What research suggests that musical preferences, music listening pattern, and musical selection are vital with regard to music therapy. I have conducted this study and could publish in 2017. And the benefit of music therapy depends on determining the patient's or client's music preferences. It necessitates a music therapist to develop an efficient means of determining such preferences. Comprehensive knowledge and assessment of musical preferences are significant in the musical selections for the therapeutic work, be it receptive or interactive interventions. Many studies prove that music therapists choose their preferred music by the patients for alleviation of anxiety and to bring out desired effects. Listening to music is a personal experience and hence is subjective. Preferences depend on factors like musical upbringing, cultural background, one's personality, musical training, and musical trust in family lineage. Dr. Sumati Sundar has also reported this. Next, collective and individual characteristics possessed by one's culture constitute the eventual understanding that culture is based upon a society's way of life. Silvera, 2014, in her article, emphasized the significance of accessing one's culture to assist in developing and establishing the therapeutic relationship in music therapy. If you gain deeper insight to the cultural and intrinsic characteristics of your participants, it encourages eventuating comfort and openness, which in turn promotes the surfacing of music child within. Further, she talked about certain areas, and she could identify five main areas, points to ponder, in order to establish the therapeutic relationship between participant and music therapist, which were based upon the importance of music in Indian culture through its impact on the mind, body, and soul. And these five areas, which are specific to one's culture, are as follows: the basic language and gestural communication, traditional instruments, Hindi folk songs, raga-based improvisation, and English through music. The methods employed by Selvira 2014 were based on developing a greater understanding by gaining insight to the significant aspects or way of life of the Indian culture. Therefore, no music therapy session is the same as any other, because the relationship between the client and the therapist is a dynamic one, and that requires constant flexibility, analysis, and interpretation. The manner in which each music therapist analyzes and interprets the sessions will depend on the theoretical and practical approach of the therapist. American Music Therapy Association also emphasized the music therapy services should be based on each client's individual abilities, noting preferences, needs, the family's values, beliefs, and priorities. And music therapists work in a partnership with clients, families, and teams.
You are also working on a model of music therapy intervention, and I have already tested some 250 people on it. Please tell us something more about this.
I have conceptualized this study a few years back, and I could publish three articles based on that study so far, and many more to come, because it's very descriptive and exhaustive study. So the findings I am going to refer of my current article that I have communicated. So this study provides an overview of dynamics of music engagement among young adults. So firstly, it has examined the basic underlying dimensions of functions of music and rasa being perceived. So what I did, I could factor analyze these two constructs and could come up with function of music scale and music emotion scale. And further, hypothesis that is personality factors relate with psychological well-being and dimensions of functions of music scale, music emotion scale, and one scale that I could publish, music preference scale, you can access through visiting Google, and you can type Durgesh Upadhyay and music preference scale, you can get the file. So music listening styles will relate to dimensions of functions of music scale, music emotional scale, music preferences scale, etc. So these were major objectives. And a sample of 229 young adults, they have completed majors of the above constructs, and data were analyzed and reported accordingly. And what I could conclude, I could propose one model, music engagement model, and it can be inferred that young adults who are open to new experiences can perceive all the rasa. I have included all 9 rasa and 2 more, bhakti and santosh, and they could enjoy varieties of music genres, and for them listening to music serve mood based functions. When I say mood based functions, so basically when I factor analyze the functions of music scale, I could find 2 major factors, one mood based functions being served and memory based functions being served through music listening. So in order to get benefited optimally by music and for being able to feel all the ras, listening styles, namely making associations, visual and others, and by listening to particular music, moving body or parts of the body, these are 2 major listening styles which could be more effective. The effect could be even more if you prefer listening to music actively. There can be 2 classification, one active music listening, another is passive music listening. So active music listening means when you are playing particular music and you are not doing anything else, you are just concentrating on that music only. And passive music listening means when you have played some music and you are doing some work and music is being played in the background, right? So when you listen to music actively, it has more effect. And young adults who could get training in music or come from music background, findings suggest that they are comparatively more sensitive to ras or emotions induced through music than those who have never received music training or they don't come from any music background, a family which has music background.
The field of music therapy is still evolving in India. And during the pandemic, the accessibility of mental health services is also impacted. Would you like to suggest a few music compositions for our listeners to uplift themselves?
So, what I would say for this, that there are certain factors which I could find in my study. The music you prefer listening to, type of listening means active listening, I would say, and then listening style, whether you listen to music emotionally or analytically, or when you listen to music you move your body parts or you develop certain associations. So developing associations and moving the body part, these 2 listening styles are very important. Your preferred music, and of course your personality, the mood, you know, the place, time, these are the factors I would say that play their determining role, and you get maximum benefit if you adhere to all these points that I'm saying. At the same time, as I said, you choose your preferred music and try to find out, as I mentioned, that there are 2 major functions that can be served to listening to music. One is mood based, another is memory based. So you can think of, you can reflect that which song or which music could motivate you, could excite you, you could find a source of pleasure, which could reinforce your current mood, right? And which music could make you calm, could help you releasing your stress, could relax you. So you can identify those music and you can make your playlist, and whenever it is required, you play accordingly. You listen to that music, you listen to that song. At the same time, memory based functions, if I say it moves to tears or chills, other bodily reactions, it evokes visual images, functions as catharsis, right? So these are certain memory based functions, and you can identify particular music from your list of preferred music, right? And you can listen to them. So this much I could suggest right now, because see, if I recommend you or I suggest you particular rag or particular song, you might have certain reservations with it. So better to go with your preferences and the factors I have mentioned. You just think of them, and the functions I have listed for mood based and memory based. Yeah. So you select the songs accordingly, because you know, I personally believe, and what my findings also suggest, that you are the person who is able to take the decision, who is near to your experiences. You know, if you share your experiences to someone, though we call it that we need to be empathetic, but it is an ideal term, it's not possible. So you are the best person to take decision for yourself. So with this, I think I have an answer to all the questions, and all my audience could find this discussion meaningful, fruitful and engaging. So I wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Durgesh, for connecting with the listeners and sharing your views and dreams on Chasing Sunshine today. I am sure many of us will start looking at music with a fresh perspective. We wish you the very best in your endeavor to give more structure to music therapy in India and make it a more popular mode of therapy. More strength to you. Hope you find these tips useful. You may give your feedback on the Instagram handle of the podcast, which is chasingsunshine_podcast. Or DM me and follow it for an update on more episodes. Stay positive and stay happy.